Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Yesterday, Caitlin brought to my attention a Twitter moment. This is one of these topics that happened on Twitter that all of a sudden becomes a thing that everyone's talking about. The funny Twitter moment from yesterday was life skill blind spots. And the definition of a life skill blind spot, we all have one, is something that more than like 90% of people know how to do, but for some reason it just escaped you. It escaped your experience, and you don't know how to do it.
Right?
It's like a blind spot in your life skills. And people had some hilarious ones. I'll give you one that I know from a good friend of mine. We went on a road trip, and we got to a part of the city we were in where we had to park the car. He was driving. And then he stops the car, and he kind of looked a little confused, anxious. I was like, hey, what's up? What's going on, man? It's like, I can't parallel park.
No way.
I'm like, can't parallel park? I'm like, why? What do you mean you can't parallel park? You drive.
Yeah.
You can't parallel park. He's like, nah, you know, in the he grew up in not a city.
Sure.
And he said, where I grew up, there's no parallel parking. It's all head, you know, head in, tail in, and parking lots.
That's a real bro-to-bro thing to admit.
Yeah, I know. He
like,
felt very ashamed about it. I was like, wait, you can't parallel park? I was like, just the thought of there's something me not being able to do with my own car gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, it's my car. I should be able to do everything with it. But he couldn't parallel park.
And then I guess at a certain age, it just becomes like, I guess I don't bear. I just don't parallel park. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I think most people in Toronto can parallel park. You have to.
Oh, you have to. There's I mean, when you pull in, I call it a happiness spot when you don't have to.
Exactly.
Like when you can just pull in.
Yeah,
it's
when
like,
you do.
Ah. Yeah, never have.
But everybody has this life skill blind spot. So that's the question for you this morning. What is your life skill blind spot? 104536 send a text. I know Caitlin's already.
Do you?
Yeah. I know her very well.
Oh.
May I? Can I guess, Caitlin?
Guess, please.
Your life skill blind spot is riding a bicycle.
That's right.
Oh.
Was that,
look at
that bike bell?
That's like your worst fear. In a world where it seems like everyone knows how to ride a bike, Caitlin doesn't.
Accurate. Our morning show knows each other.
What happened?
So cute, guys. Yeah, what happened?
I'm not going to get into it's not really a sob story. I don't want people to be like, oh, I feel sorry for you. But right at the age when you were learning how to ride a bike, and I'm an only child, both of my parents had health issues. So teaching me to ride a bike wasn't happening.
Sure.
And then when you kind of miss that sweet spot, that window.
Yeah.
And then everyone else learns, and then you're like, meh, kind of gets away from you. And then sure enough, you become like an apathetic, cool teenager, and like, no one rides a bike anymore. And so I kind of missed the window.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's it. Would you ever learn?
I would definitely learn, but it's one of those things where, you know, you get to a certain age and just doesn't, the opportunities don't present themselves that often. Also, I really don't feel like scraping my knees.
Okay, but here's the thing with the bike. You're super like hip and you do hip stuff. I can totally see Caitlin and Kyle on bikes.
Renting a bike.
Renting bikes and going to drink Aperol spritzes. Like, I can see that. Having a little penne in the front with your cheese that you got at the market and the thing from
over
here.
But she's right. It's one of those things, if you miss the window. Also, with riding a bike, you need years on the seat. You know what I'm saying?
You do. Yeah.
Because once you get on a bike now, like at our age, you've been doing it for years and years and years and hours and hours and hours, so you're awesome at it.
Want to hear something else very funny about this? My dad, hi dad, also has a bike tour company.
Oh, Caitlin.
Oh, come on.
He's led bike tours. I've never revisited the issue. His partner, who's a very wonderful woman, has offered to teach me. It's called Pedal Toronto.
Where were you?
You need a daddy-daughter date. I need to make that happen.
Where was Bring Your Child to Work Day for you?
Well, no, this is a later in life thing for him, but like, I think I just need a meadow where if I fall off, nothing will happen.
Sure. We'll find you a meadow. Your dad will bring the bike. We'll film it. We'll put it up on our Instagram.
It's called a life skill blind spot. That one thing that pretty much everyone knows how to do, the life skill. But for some reason, you don't know how to do it. We all have one.
We all do. And we're getting a lot of texts, so we all do. Using chopsticks. Can't do a darn thing with my hair or makeup.
Right. Chopsticks?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks are simpler than people think they are. Everybody thinks
but I feel like that's pretty common, people not knowing how to use chopsticks.
Yeah, I guess so.
The cool thing about this topic is that you discover you're not alone.
Yes.
Other people wrote in and said they can't ride a bike, and then a bunch of people said, I can't skate, I can't ski. It's like a group therapy session.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not perfect. I can't cook rice, and I know it's pretty simple.
Yeah. Right? So here,
rice is just like boil it and egg.
Get a rice cooker.
I know, I refuse.
You can use the chopsticks, but you can't grab rice. Interesting.
I can use...
What are you using your chopsticks for?
I know, right? That's like the sense that there's a height of entitlement. Cook it for me, but I'll eat it.
So there are some really great responses to this thread on Twitter. One of them is a woman tweets, this now has 11,300 likes because it is so amazing.
Oh.
She said, I can't hook my bra behind my back. I hook it in the front and scurry it back around every day.
What do you... That's... Wait,
what do you... What do you
That's
what?
Not how you put on a bra?
That is not... Well, it's how this... Is that how you put on a bra?
Yes! What do you mean? You're doing it up in the back?
Yes!
Like you put it on through your arms?
Yeah.
And then you... What
and
do
then
you,
I reach my arms behind my back and I put my...
Ladies and gentlemen, Meredith Shaw just realized her blind spot.
No, I was going to say my blind spot is that I don't know how to burp. I didn't know that this was... What?
Oh, this is way bigger. Because you're doing this every day.
Of course I am.
You're doing the bra scurry every day.
Wow.
So you don't reach behind and hook your bra?
No, I don't. No, that's how people take them off.
Weirdo.
Okay.
Okay. We
like
said this was
a
safe space.
But this is what I mean by blind spot, because you didn't even know that it was a thing.
Okay, wait. Like, literally slow this down. When you put on a bra in the morning, you are like, hello, bra, holding it up by its little strands.
Uh-huh.
And then you're putting your arms through the strap like a diving into it.
Yes.
And then you contort your arms behind your back and you do up the thing.
Okay, so.
That blows my mind. Please, there's got to be some other front scurries.
So there are other people who at least can't do it up behind their back because this woman's tweet then has a whole bunch underneath it, like of comments. Someone said, I can do one better. I step into mine. She does it up and then steps into it.
And pulls it over the... Look, I do too, Meredith. I bra scurry. I'm with Meredith. Okay.
Hashtag
look at that,
bra
Shamar.
Scurry.
Hashtag bra scurry. Here's the thing. No, here's the thing.
Sure.
I think my scurriers fall into the larger boobed category.
Oh, yeah?
And so there are a few more hooks on my bra. No offense, Caitlin, than yours.
Okay.
Maybe.
So I'm not just doing one hook. I'm doing a couple.
Well,
I might even be doing three.
Let's roll it back. You guys should just measure your arms and see if you just have short arms.
No, it's not the arm measurement, Shamar. It's the...
Meredith's like a T-Rex? Is this what you're trying to imply?
She's a raptor.
I'm a raptor.
She's a real raptor.
With a well-endowed
raptor. On the phone is Laura.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Laura, we got your text about your blind spot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We did, and now we're
calling you. We got to talk about this. You can't wink?
No.
You must be single. How do you flirt?
Yeah.
What do you do? You can't wink.
I cannot wink.
So
never could, and like as a kid, when you know they play that like murder wink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst. Yeah, no.
So it's not just you can't wink on the left or the right. You can't wink, period.
No, I literally can't wink. It just looks like I blink.
It looks like
bad.
You look like you're having a face spasm.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh man, you don't know what you're missing. There's nothing better than seeing the world with only one eye. It's really cool.
I can cover with one eye.
I guess so. That's something. That's
or
cheating.
One
Yeah. So, is there anything that you feel like you've missed out on because you can't wink?
A little bit. Like I think it's just awkward. But you know, my face just doesn't do it. So I've learned. I'm 39 years old. If I can't wink, I'm not going to get it.
It's done, right? You've missed the window on winking. Time for the E-Talk Entertainment Update. Let's welcome in the fabulous Tracy Melcher.
Whatcha?
Fabulous.
What's up?
Oh my gosh, what an exciting Thursday.
Yes.
I had 2 hours sleep because I was watching the finale of Love Island.
Okay, I was too.
Last night.
I was too.
Weren't you so surprised? I mean, who's your favorite couple in the final four? Because we had Dylan and Alex. We had Weston and Emily. Caro and Ray, my faves. And Elizabeth and Zach.
Definitely Caro and Ray. I can't get enough of Ray. I'm so obsessed with Ray.
His
smile,
he's
teeth,
gorgeous.
His vibe. His little tux he was wearing last night.
And he wants to be a dentist.
Yes.
I love that about him. And when his mom came on.
Oh, I loved
and
Mama.
And she had heavy manners.
So tough.
Like, she was like quizzing Caro. So
I'm
that was amazing.
I'm having stupid FOMO right now.
Well, yeah,
really?
I'm foaming.
I watched
the show
every episode.
Like,
me too.
You gotta
check it out. It's on Crave. You can watch the whole thing.
I know that this show is awesome ridiculousness.
It is. And you know what? It's summer viewing. You know what? You have W5 when you want to get all cerebral about things.
Right, yeah.
Right. But you know what? This is just a little fun summer viewing. And then the best part about it was on Saturday nights, because Danielle and Lainey and Jess would host After Sun, which is the after show. So they'd do all those juicy tidbits of what happened in the week, and they'd have eliminated guests like Eric from Toronto.
Oh, yeah. He was here yesterday.
Super cute.
Cute. Like, much cuter than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
And he's certainly on a track for something.
Yeah. I think there could be some other things for him.
Yeah.
Yes. So all that's fun, but that's wrapped up. But again, you can catch it on Crave, like Meredith said. Mm-hmm. And last night I went to see The Office, the musical.
Oh!
The parody.
How was it?
At CAA Theater. It was so
amazing.
I want to
go.
So great. And yes, you do have to be a fan of The Office, but if you're not a fan of The Office, I don't even know you.
Then you're not a friend of mine.
I don't even know
you.
How can you not be? Then you have to start watching it. But I'm interviewing two of the cast members, and Sarah McKenzie Barron, she plays Michael Scott.
Oh!
And she is incredible.
I like that casting.
Yeah, and little things like Threat Level Midnight, Dinner Party with Jan. Kevin comes out with a bowl of chili, but that's all I'm saying. I don't want to give away too much.
Was Dwight good?
Dwight was
amazing.
That's all
I care about. Okay, good.
Yeah, song and dance, and then Meredith, who's my, I love Meredith.
Love.
Anyway, I don't want to give away too much. You have to go see it. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Let's talk about it.
Jamar.
Yeah, consciously recoupling.
Are you rolling your eyes when
I'm just saying,
about
like, what's
Ms.
up
Gwyneth?
With all the weird terms? Either you breaking it with somebody, you getting back together, you're just still foaming over them. Like, what? Why? What's
you know
with
what?
The terms?
I like it. I like the fact that, I mean, I wish when I got divorced, there was something called a conscious uncoupling.
But it's all
anger. Or
do
and
we
bitterness.
Ever unconsciously uncouple?
Sadness.
Anger and bitterness.
Do you ever just roll out of bed with someone and be like, oh, how am I not with you anymore? Like, it's always conscious.
Hey, God, back up. What?
I'm just saying.
Should we roll out of bed and do what?
And say, oh, I'm just not with you anymore.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
So, well, she has made a business. I mean, that's Goop. She's made a business out of sort of redefining what is already kind of happening, but in a way that's very palatable.
All
right?
So true.
Or palatable. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Someone had their coffee this morning.
You got your Goop 101 on. So we know that her ex, Chris Martin, and the father of her two children, Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson, they reconciled after briefly breaking up in June. And Us Weekly is reporting that Gwyneth is the one who pushed them to do it. Apparently, you know, she's happy if Chris
what?
Is happy. She's so like well-rounded.
You can't be that good. It's too much goodness.
But you know what? She's happy. She's remarried.
Yeah.
And her husband, they don't even live in the same house.
Mm.
So
right.
She's really got it all down.
Yeah.
She's just really made it. So yeah, they're back together again. And so Gwyneth has actually really made it easy for Dakota to integrate into their family life, even suggesting that they go on family vacations.
Well, here's the thing. I guess Gwyneth approves of Dakota, and she doesn't want some other one coming along.
That's
and so
it.
She's like, you know what? Mama wants you. Yeah. I pick you, so we're going to get you back together.
You're so right. And because, you know what? She comes from Hollywood royalty.
Totally.
Her mother's Melanie Griffith, and her grandmother's Tippi Hedren. So she already knows what life is like in Hollywood, and she already has her own stuff going on. She's not looking
good
at Martin.
Good pedigree there.
Absolutely. So there's that.
Okay, good.
Well, you know.
Love it.
Good for them.
Okay,
for them.
One last moment before Tracy goes.
Okay.
Sure.
I want to know about the bra. Okay, we're talking about bras. We're talking about how you put on your bra. Here's the question, Tracy. Do you put it on in the front in terms of doing the clasps and scurry it around to the back?
Okay.
Or do you put your arms through the straps first and do it up behind your back?
I scurry it.
Yes!
I scurry it around.
Wow.
I scurry it around.
Team scurry.
I'm touching it because I've got a new strapless bra and it's just game changing. Hey, when you find a strapless bra that's
true.
Good,
you gotta tell me what that is.
Yeah, no, I scurry around. I've tried it that way, but I'm not that stretchy. That's stretchy.
Okay.
Got another scurrier.
Yeah.
Another scurrier.
A scurrier in the house, and you can see that scurrier.
How do you do it, Caitlin?
I do the arms through and then reach behind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're fit like that.
I'm not.
You are. You're fit.
And we both discovered that there is... She didn't know that there was really that way, my way to do it, and I didn't know it was hers. We both had a moment today.
There's a whole voting process happening on our Instagram stories. Like
it's trending.
And you know when you have your bra on, your nipple should be right in the middle of your upper arm. Like, so you go from your elbow to your shoulder.
Oh.
And then you go into the middle from your elbow to your shoulder. Your nipple should be landing right there. If it's higher or lower.
What happens?
I don't know. You look cross-eyed. Where are you looking? Are you looking left? Are you looking right? Up, down?
Is this an age-specific thing? Or is this all age?
Jamar's going to
No, I mean, when you're younger, you have to wear a bra. It's, right. when you, it's when gravity gets a hold of you.
True.
Takes it all away.
True facts.
Good for you, Jamar, for playing along.
No, you're not. I'm open to all new bits of information.
Yeah. So when you watch E Talk tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV, just check where Tracy's nipples are.
Right.
They're going to be looking straight at you.
Send you a text.
Tracy. Coming at you.
Straight at you. I think I'm going to go
Tracy,
now.
Doing, Tracy, you look like you're doing an eye roll on your chest this morning. What's going on?
That's right?
Thank you.
North South.
Thanks, Tracy.
I was awake before my alarm hit.
Okay.
My son decided that he wanted to have another meal in the middle of the night. That's like his thing.
Like babies do.
Like babies do. So wake him, feed him. And then he decides that, nah, I'm up eating. I don't want to go back to sleep. I want to just kick and scream. What? I have to go to work, bruh. So,
do you know what daddy does?
Daddy tries to be coherent at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
But you know, a short couple months ago, I just keep saying this. I cannot believe that this is my life now. It's really, really funny because I was the dude just like getting on planes, going to DJ a party, just turning up every weekend. And now, complete 180.
Right.
Parent. But no regrets, man. I really love the little boy. He's opened up a part of my heart that I didn't even know I had.
Aww.
That's the way I could describe it.
That's what people say. I mean, yeah. That's what people say when they talk about having kids, especially because, you know, if you have kids very early, it's a different thing because you're going to get thrown into the mix of it. But if you live your life as an adult for a certain period of time.
Right, and then you get thrown into the mix, you're like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me.
It starts, you know, the later you have kids in life, I think perhaps you're more set up as a parent, you're more financially stable, there's lots of bonuses, but you also have seen your life without them
for so long,
and it's not bad.
It's
right?
Not right.
I mean, you get to go out to restaurants, you get to kind of sleep in, you get to, I don't know,
you get to watch Avengers Endgame.
Watch Avengers Endgame when it actually comes out.
Exactly. But now a really cool conversation happened on Reddit, and Seth Rogen was actually involved in it also.
Mm-hmm.
And it was older people later in life that chose not to have children, and the question was, do you regret that decision? And the answers, really interesting answers.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times you're talking about people maybe like us in this moment, like Caitlin and I, who are at a certain age, haven't had kids yet, but we're still not fully sure if we're, you know, going to or not going to, whatever that conversation is. But these are people who decided not to, and now looking back on it, are
How
they regretting
they
it? Are they
decision?
Not? Which for me, I'm reading with fervor because I'm like, yeah. Oh, help me.
That's the interesting part, right? Because you hear from everybody who has kids and they love it because they love their kids. But when you hear from people that don't later in life and they look back, that's a whole different context. Now, this really reminded me of a conversation that happened between Seth Rogen and Dax Shepard. Dax Shepard is married to Kristen Bell. They have kids. Dax has a podcast. They get into a ton of interesting stuff on his podcast. And he asked Seth Rogen about children, kind of why he didn't have them. And I think this is something that's super relatable, that the older you get when you don't have kids, it might not have even been a decision that you actively made, but everyone starts treating it like that.
It's funny. It's one of those things that became like a passive decision and now became like, is like more just due to age, an active decision. Where like we've gone from like people who just haven't had kids to people who like don't have kids.
Uh-huh.
And it honestly makes it more fun in some ways because we're just like, man, no one we know is doing this.
You're
like,
punk rock.
Yeah, we could just do whatever we want. Not that we do that much, but even doing nothing, the amount of nothing we do would be marveled at.
The point he just made is paramount. There is no more do nothing.
No, that's a luxury.
Like, do nothing. There's no such thing. Even when there's nothing to do, there's something to do.
Always. And I think it's
clothes.
A very under-discussed topic, which is why that conversation with Seth Rogen and Dax is so interesting, because people just kind of aren't talking about it. Because honestly, there's a bit of a guilt and a shame that is pushed towards people who decide not to have kids, or don't decide, but it just happens to them. Right? Like, all of a sudden it becomes a decided for you decision.
I know. I realized all of a sudden, like, my husband and I were looking at each other and we were like, dang, we're like the people that don't have kids versus just the people who haven't yet.
Right.
And it just happens to you
without
you even actively thinking about it. You're like, oh, shoot.
Do you know how much do-nothing time you have?
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you don't have...
Now I know. Now I know.
I'm getting ready to go to bed last night. And I'm like, okay, finally, gonna go to bed. And it was late. Walk into Kofi's room and I... What's that smell? The diaper genie. It needs to be emptied. So now before going to bed, I'm emptying a diaper genie. You can't just go to bed. You gotta do one more thing.
There's steps. Yeah. I liked this comment on that Reddit feed. They said, well, I've been in a relationship for 26 years. We could have had children, but didn't. I have plenty of nieces and nephews to spoil and have fun with. Also, we've been able to save and we're retiring this week. I'm 54.
Wow.
So perhaps there's a financial scenario as well. I don't know. Even like literally even having some of these conversations out loud makes me a bit itchy because you don't want to not have kids to retire early. Like that doesn't seem, that seems just rude.
It's all, listen, it's all, they're all, they're all life choices. They're all valid. You know, no shame. I mean, it makes me feel some way saying it, but it's all valid.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.